Hoot. 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 Hoot.
Wow.
Where are we?
Wow. Do you, most importantly, Talking Shop fans, worldwide.
We're fucking.
You've had to have missed our voices.
For sure. Rocky and Emilio have been really ruining the podcast lately. Well, it's good to have us back.
Most importantly, they've been working hard.
Actually, they've been the lifeblood of the podcast, and the only reason it's still going is because of them.
Thank you, Emilio.
Thank you, Rocky. But in true Gallows Anderson fashion, we must bury them out of the gate.
Yeah, of course. It's been a little while since we've had the opportunity to sit down, actually do this. I'd like to say we've been too busy, but that would be a cop-out.
It's a cop-out, but it's actually true. Our schedule's been more intense than when we were with the World Wrestling Federation.
We've been busy, but what I will say with 100% certainty, until the podcast starts making me $500,000 a year, I'm not doing it from home ever again.
I already knew that about you, but since we're here...
I can't do it from home. That's my point.
No, we get it. Let's do a proper introduction, because we are on the road, and we are...
Where are we?
We're at...
Greenville, Tennessee.
We're at an appearance.
Yes. How the fuck did you get here?
Usually I can't show up in public places, so let's make this quick. I see you guys have a gimmick table.
You're never embarrassing me, though, Fink.
That's good. Yeah. Anyway, welcome, everyone, to Greenville, Tennessee. Welcome to Hazard Fest.
Quiet down a little bit, Fink. You're embarrassing me.
Well, it's a little embarrassing, and here are the woodworking people across from us at their booth are getting a bit pissed off. Anyway.
There's nobody buying anything from any of them.
Well, they're all lined up at us, so they hate us. But we're taking a break now, and here are your hosts. The Machine Gun, Carl Anderson.
Hello.
And his co-host, the Walking Sex Pistol, with the hairiest chest in all of Middle Tennessee. He is... The Big LG, Doc Gallows.
Who's sitting beside us here swiping on Tinder?
Sitting in the catbird seat.
Swipe it on
the gimmick.
Swipe
it on Tinder. We have.
Swipe it on the gimmick.
Collar and elbows on CEO. The Kentucky lover boy.
But does the
Rod X.
Does he want to be known as Swipe It on Tinder?
I got to get the fuck out of here. I was just kidding about that. I got to go back to
out of here.
I'm going, St. Peter, I'm coming home.
Is this a paying gig or no?
No,
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, fuck we don't you guys,
have,
I'm out.
We don't have you in the budget for this one, Rod.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. Yeah.
All right, guys, we are in Greenville, Tennessee.
So let's talk about what we're doing right now, because we've been out doing
a lot of signings, a lot of stuff,
but our schedule's been
What'd we do yesterday? What time did you wake up at your house?
I woke up at 2:30 a.m. My alarm went off. Vernon Love, I had him spend the night. He drove me to the airport.
That really sucks.
I know.
Does he wet the bed?
I mean...
Google Vernon Love.
There's some real issues with him. I don't want to go into it here, but I will later. I woke up at 2:30. By 2:50 a.m., we were in the truck. He dropped me off. Flew to Nashville, Tennessee. We landed at, 7-something on the same flight?
7 a.m.
Got to the hotel. Got a quick brother pump, which is needed.
You got to sweat out the hate.
And then we were shooting by 11 a.m. We did Badass Movie Night.
With the Good Brothers,
which will air... Monday, the week of Bound for Glory. I don't know the date. October
tomorrow.
20th, something like that. Yes, tomorrow, here in podcast land. It'll air tomorrow. So watch Badass Movie Night with the Good Brothers as we watch Roadhouse with the Dirty Funker himself, Terry Funk, in it. Then after that...
And how good was it to watch Roadhouse again?
Roadhouse...
We actually watched it.
Roadhouse is my grandfather's favorite movie, and my mom, probably like your mom, had a massive crush on... the sexy heartthrob of the 80s, Patrick Swayze.
I mean,
I've deemed the passion of the Swayze in the way that he walks, moves, hugs, and kisses to be a new way of lovemaking for all Americans.
And we were talking about how Patrick Swayze was so cool, so famous for so long, and never really had a scandal.
No. Like, really?
Yeah, but let's be honest. Don't you think in the 80s, scandals were... You know, you could do a lot more bad
shit.
Oh, we
gotta run in.
Well, there could have been lots of bad things.
You could do a lot more bad shit and get away with it in the 80s. There were less scandals in the 80s. Heath, wouldn't you say that?
What?
We're live on a podcast here, Heath.
I told him.
Trying to kill two birds with one stone. We got Heath here of Impact fame.
Hey, baby.
He's coming off of a recent injury.
Heath, what are you doing at BFG, baby?
I don't know yet.
Are you going to be there?
You're going to be in Vegas for Bound for Glory.
I will be there.
You'll be there.
I honestly don't know what I'm doing. I'm hoping I can kick some VBD ass.
You've been waiting to do that.
BBC?
Violent by Design.
Those guys.
Are you going to get Terrence Guido Guerin Rhino back?
So I am trying my best, dude. He still ain't talking to me. He's being a big baby.
So you really want to go to town on a BBC, huh?
You really want to bounce on a BBC?
It was? No.
Okay. then don't.
Chad obviously wants to bounce on a VB.
Then don't do it.
Well, when in Rome or Greenville, Tennessee.
Is that a thing here? A bunch of cuckolding with BBCs and Greenville.
I mean, that's what the internet says about the podcast.
Son of a bitch.
Heath, are you a cuckold?
It's a cuck cast.
Are you a cuckold? Because we are.
Hey, leave me out of this.
I don't even know what the hell's going on.
Chad here's a cleanup man.
Son of a bitch.
Did you fight over in St. Pete, Tampa, Florida?
Tampa.
Hold on, you recognized. Timeout. You recognize Heath?
Former FCW champion?
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did EMS there as well.
Did he wear these hips back then with the long hair?
Timeout.
Real quick, to be clear here, an EMS person just showed up. How you doing? Thank you very much for coming on here. And I got a really sneaky feeling she recognized Heath way before us.
She did.
And that's a real problem.
See that coming.
That's a real fucking problem.
I looked way different 12 years ago. So,
I thought for sure.
When he had the long hair and the clean shave, or you like him better now?
She's okay with now, it seems like.
Okay with now. Oh, hey, pretty mother puckers, don't worry.
I thought for sure she was coming over here to talk about the Good Brothers, and boy, she wasn't. He hasn't been out of the house in so long. It's the first time he's been recognized in a while.
This is the first time I've talked to you in a year.
Are you trying to go to Boston Pizza?
See ya. Yeah, it's the first time he's talked to me in a year because he's been a prick for a year.
Wow. Woo. We're shooting here on tissue.
Shooting from the hip.
Go back to your booth, pal.
Rhino was much nicer.
Yeah, Rhino's much better. Okay, now.
Let's talk about what we're doing.
Heath's been hurt for a year. Now, in all honesty, he had a big injury at Bound for Glory last year, and he's been on the shelf for the year, and so I haven't seen him since last October.
I've seen him on a couple signings and stuff like that. That burp hit you good. I ate a smoked hot dog and a smoked burger.
Damn it! That was the smoked bologna that came out.
The smoked butt, wasn't it? Right at the tip. Oh, stings the nostrils.
Right in my mouth.
I'm sorry.
So let me explain something before we get back to your schedule. Mm-hmm. Everyone talks about podcasting this, podcasting that. I just told Heath we had to go 30 minutes, and he went, oh, my God, and walked away. How long is a podcast supposed to be? 12 minutes?
Yes.
I mean, you listen to all these podcasts that go literally 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
We can't do that, guys.
3 hours.
Come on.
They do.
We need a million each for that.
But they really do.
No, I'm serious.
I'm
not kidding.
I didn't say that you were. I know, but people can't understand. They can't believe it.
Things are closing down here at Hazard Fest. Everybody's
winding down.
But we're just going to sit here and podcast because it's the only, we haven't had a break all day, so we can tell that we're over in Greenville, Tennessee. We've had people coming up and talking to us.
It's been a good day.
But we're like over here, like there's kind of a wrestling section, then you can buy candles and shit. It's pretty weird. But if you're in Greenville, Tennessee, come to Hazard Fest next year because they have the entire cast of course, Dukes of Hazard. But they also have, like, the Swamp People, the Moonshiners, the Turtle Man, Ricky Skaggs playing tonight. It's like a country palooza here right now. They got pro wrestling tomorrow.
Little Texas.
Somehow Scott D'Amore approved a Hazard Fest hardcore match, and I have to wrestle Rhino. It's a bunch of bullshit.
So let's explain exactly what this whole thing really truthfully is. Is this a yearly anniversary thing?
What I've taken from it, it's a yearly celebration of the Dukes of Hazzard. Maybe it was filmed here. I think it was actually filmed in Georgia, Scott was saying earlier, but I guess the biggest fans of it, maybe this is definitely Hazzard County or
this
something.
This is definitely their clientele.
This is their clientele.
Which we were too, because we grew up huge Dukes of Hazzard
fans. Absolutely, but like they have like the guys, Eric Estrada's here from Chips, people like that. And then like.
Did you see Eric Estrada?
No, they're here tomorrow, I believe. Oh. We're here for both days. But like wrestling wise, you got like Hacksaw's here, Butterbean's here, Heath and Rhino are here, the Inspiration, FKA the Iconics are going to be here, Enzo and Big Cass are going to be here. So it's a real palooza out here. We're sitting in like a, I don't know, what would you call this?
It's very country.
A farming venue?
It's very country out here.
It's very country out here.
Oh, this is the fairgrounds.
This is a fairgrounds. Okay. All right.
Well, we've wrestled at lots of fairgrounds.
We wrestled at lots of fairgrounds, but it used to pay way less. So that's good.
It pays more now.
They did tell us, hey, guys, don't tell anybody what you got paid. so you don't piss them off. And okay. We said, okay.
Well, you just told the world.
Well, I didn't say the number.
But everyone yeah. knows you're the top, that's the top paid talent.
We got a dollar more than the Steiners. Kayfabe Scotty.
Oh, yeah, the Steiners, too.
If, so we got big news. Talking Shop news, big news here coming up. We woke up this morning and realized that our Talking Shop YouTube has been verified.
Holy shit. So we're going to do what we should have done and actually start putting time into this.
So we have a verified YouTube account, which people have told me today that that's very rare.
It is. And now we're going to do a vlog because we actually have to start trying since we have a verified YouTube account.
And we like doing these kind of things.
It's just difficult at home because between AEW, Impact Wrestling, we're booked to sign autographs every single weekend. There's no time to sit down and podcast. Hey, guys, how are you?
How are you doing?
We're multitasking. We're talking to the fans, and we're still doing a podcast at the same time.
So we never finished stories here.
Okay, so...
I want to hear your... So you woke up at 2:45 a.m.
I woke up at 2:45 a.m., okay?
I woke up at 2:30 as well.
Yeah, I woke up at 2:30. I got Jim up at 2:45, Vernon. We drove to the airport at 3, there by 4, 5:10 a.m. flight. Get to Nashville, quick sweat at the hotel, 2 hours in the hotel, 2 hours out. Go to Skyway Studios, shoot Badass Movie Night with the Good Brothers, Aaron, tomorrow night on Access TV, where we will be watching Roadhouse, so tune into that on Wrestle Week. But then we finish and we're starting a new project that's going to be part of, I believe, Impact's YouTube channel, which has a huge following, called Bad Wrestling with the Good Brothers. It's like Mystery Science Theater 3000 of wrestling, or our show Botch Club on WWE Network that got the highest approval rating of all the new shows that debuted. Then they canceled it promptly because they didn't like us. So we're basically doing that, but we're allowed to cuss. So it's a lot more fun. We watch old Impact, TNA, and other promotions that are friendly within the system, and we changed it because we don't want to call it Bad Wrestling. Because a lot of our friends that are highly, highly talented world-class wrestling stars are on there.
Yeah.
Called it Bad Concept Wrestling. Because some of the earlier TNA stuff, there were some strange matches, like Fish Market Street Fights, Reverse Battle Royals.
That was incredible.
Things of that nature. But we kind of dreaded it at first, but I think we had a pretty good time. Especially by the Fish Market Street Fight, we were popping pretty good for it.
Once we realized exactly what it was, being able to sit down, bullshit, have some fun, laugh, have some laughs.
Have some laughs, as our boss always loves to say.
Watch some wrestling. It's not about sitting down and burying anybody. We sit and we laugh about, like, the different kind of concepts.
Why are we having a reverse battle royal? Yeah. Then what happens next? And it was actually good.
And we watched LAX versus the Dudley Boys in, like, an electrifying cage match. And the match wasn't bad at all.
The match was great. It was just the electrifying cage didn't work.
It's just funny trying to watch the boys work around this
How you doing?
Cage. It's clearly not electrocuting them.
No, it wasn't. And so really, the boys were screwed on that one, honestly.
It's fun stuff like that. But then, so here's the thing, though. We watched all that, and then what did we do?
Well, we took a car service on the Talking Shop credit card. Just kidding, Rock. Not at all. And we got a car service from Nashville, 4 hours to Greenville, Tennessee.
Actually, it took longer than that, though. It almost 5 hours because of the rain and traffic.
Where we have a retainer, and when you book the Good Brothers, there's certain things you have to do. It's not a big ask, but you got to put us in a Marriott hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have certain things we need. You have to pay the fee, obviously.
Of course.
And we got here, and this is a very small town. And
very small.
Guess what they didn't have?
Well, any of
a
that.
Marriott hotel.
Well, anything we asked for.
So we're
including the cash.
The cash is good, but the Greenville Inn is not. But that's where we stayed. I'm looking through this calendar here to give people like an idea kind of what our life has been like lately. What month are we in right now? Is it October?
October.
September, you know, we did AEW Chicago on the 1st.
Yeah.
Then we go back to Chicago for the weekend for the All Out pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Then on Tuesday, we fly back for AEW Cincinnati. Then we do an independent event on the Friday and Saturday in Tennessee. Then we're back out for AEW the following week. We go straight from AEW. We travel to Impact. We do the Impact TVs plus the special. Then we shoot a Badass Movie Night. Then we go to AEW in New York City. Then we fly home. We have our kids' games on the Thursday and Friday. And then Saturday I'm back out for another appearance. It's just been insane. So we're sorry for the neglect, but we're back. We're going to make a conscious effort.
Effort?
I've had a couple in me. Hoot hasn't, but you know.
Effort?
I don't have to wrestle today. It's my Friday. I did a good effort. Earl, can you? We're doing a podcast. So I want to give you a warning.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
But in the middle of a podcast, we got a Hall of Famer. We have the most legendary, greatest referee of all time.
Absolutely.
One of my personal favorites, one of my favorite beer drinking friends of the past and hopefully the future, the legendary Earl Hebner. Welcome to Talking Shop. We say hello to the fans.
You don't have to tell them my name. If they don't know me, then they've missed a lot of life.
Fuck
not
them.
Knowing me.
Fuck them.
I'm the most fucked up referee in the world because I fuck everybody but myself.
If you watched pro wrestling in the 80s, 90s, or any time in the 2000s, if you've seen a match on TV, there's a good fucking chance you've seen Earl Hebner.
100%.
And now, you've seen Brian Hebner, WWE.
Well, he's a piece of shit, too.
What did you say earlier?
He's a piece of shit because he steals all my shit. He stole every move I ever done in my life, a little bastard.
That's exactly what he is, a little bastard.
Will you tell the story of being in Europe on the tour with Brian we were talking about earlier? How you doing, ma'am?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. If you want a picture or anything, we're just podcasting. We can pause it and do anything you want. We got photo ops. We got t-shirts.
Only if you're going to buy something. No, we're not pausing.
Earl, can you be a permanent host of a Talking Shop podcast? Earl, talk about the European tour. Are you rooming with Brian, your son? You guys are the head referees.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
the head referee of all head
oh,
referees.
Oh, yeah.
Brian's with you. Are you in the same room, or you just know you got to wake his ass up?
Well, let's get this straight. We were resting in the same room, but the little bastard stays out and drinks all night. So actually, I got a room by myself until maybe 3 or 4 in the morning he comes in. And then I got to get fucking 10 gallons of ice water to pour to bed. Maybe thought somebody pissed in it to wake that little bastard up.
To wake the little bastard up. So did he make the bus?
Fuck no, he didn't make the bus. He sure as hell didn't. And I left his ass there in the bed.
Are you going to another town in Europe, or are you flying back to America when this happens?
Oh, we were in UK flying back to America. And
so he had to get a new flight?
Oh, yeah. We had 30 people on the bus, set up, and 30 people ain't going to miss their fucking flight for one idiot.
So how far do you guys live from each other? You're in Richmond.
About 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. So you ain't going to see him at the mailbox?
No.
These days, we're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. And it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed. We're talking 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carb in each serving. That's only 140 calories a bowl. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. You can build your own box. The available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and maple waffle. Magic Spoon just recently brought back these two super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle, permanently. When these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quick. You should make sure to get these again or try them for the first time. They're delicious and indulgent. Magic Spoon is healthy yet delicious, and it's perfect for a guiltless midnight snack. Go to magicspoon.com/hoots to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code HOOTS at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money with no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/hoots. That's HOOTS. And use the code HOOTS to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode of Talkin' Shop.
Earl, what you been up to, brother?
Nothing much. Just, getting old, dick getting short, and running out of money, and I don't know what the fuck else I can do.
Everything happens to all of us.
Are you going around now that everything's open back up, doing the signings and stuff?
Just one of clean referee, dirty referee.
Oh boy, we got one of the best fans of all of Hazard here right now.
You haven't seen
except
that big,
not at all.
I was going to say the most beat on referee I've ever seen in my life.
He's the most beaten off referee in the whole business, I heard.
Yeah. I got two fucking exes, white exes, and wants to fucking kill me now. So the world's against me, man. The world's against me.
Man, you stood up to bigger guys than him.
That's right. Yeah, I'm tiny. This guy said how small I am.
And not back down from him at
That's
all.
Right. That's right. Are you Ken DeBastian Booger, sir?
No.
Okay. Earl, I just wanted.
He's taking some crap off wrestlers.
There you go.
Oh, Earl's the man. We know it. That's why we're talking to him.
I'm out of here.
He hasn't spent a dollar. He's come by 100 times.
I'm gonna fucking steroid, you ignorant bastard.
That was that asshole. Right, what were you saying? He said, we were just buried.
Yeah,
He came over to us and he goes, well, y'all are small. Well, you don't look like you look on TV. And so's Rhino and so's Heath.
Bro, I know. I walked up here when he said it. And I looked at him. I was like, well, fuck you, man. You know? And he just looked at me all big-eyed. I said, yeah, what the fuck you gonna say now?
He looked at me all big-eyed.
He does big-eyed have big all day.
Well, he looked like a damn cross-eyed bear, man.
Jesus, hey. What do you mean big-eyed?
He looks like somebody
big-eyed?
He looks like somebody squeezing his nutsack at all times.
If you look at this fucking idiot, he's got some of team, some are gone and some are missing.
I'm telling you, if I flick that front tooth, it go right down his throat.
By a thread.
But I don't want to touch it.
He's down here bothering Rhino.
Hey, he looked at me and goes, hey, quit recording me. And then, ooh, and he ran off.
Nope.
He walked by me just like this.
Yeah. He didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't know how you got in here, dude. You don't have $2.
Actually, when he started smiling, I thought he was going to fuck him hee-haw. He looked like a mule.
So, Earl, the world's back open. Everybody's out here doing autograph signings, traveling around. Are you getting back out there a little bit? Enjoying traveling and shit again?
Yeah, I was up being on the road and fuck all the women before I go home. That's all I need, brother. Yes.
Are you still married?
Huh? No.
Okay.
No,
of course not.
Hey, after you get caught 10 fucking times, why would you be?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're still laying the pipe, Earl.
Well, that's about it now. Just laying it. It ain't moving.
This might be my favorite episode of Talking Shop we've ever done. What else? You got anything you want to promote?
I mean, at my age now, actually, sex to me is like burl cream, a little dab of doobie. I used to do it all night, now it takes me all night to do it. I couldn't come if you call my name.
Where are you at next? What happens after Hazard Fest? Where can we see Earl Hebner live?
Where do you come next?
Probably the fucking jail.
Who are you going to come on next, Earl? Oh, you're perfect for Talking Shop. We got to get up on Talking Shop of Mania 3.
Incredible.
Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Earl.
We tried to book Earl on Talking Shop of Mania 3. We're closing the podcast down. He was having a procedure done, but we wanted him to come and screw sex and Too Bad. That was going to be the finish of the whole parody pay-per-view was the big Earl screw job. Yeah, we're hoping we get him next time.
We're going to book Earl.
Thanks for the finish.
Well, that's fine. We give away all our finishes. It's a parody show.
Who cares?
Yeah, fuck it. Earl, thanks, brother.
Got it.
Anytime you need a son, call me.
And I know y'all got the belts right now, but if you never want to lose them, you know my fucking number, brother. Nobody can beat y'all with me there.
Hey, we pay good around here, Earl.
Look at that shit. Look at that shit. Huh? That'll make my dick jump 3 miles.
I just gave Earl a little mini that I found in my computer bag, and it's going to make his cock jump 3 miles. That's what we need on Talking Shop.
Yes. Yeah. Something's got to get that son of a bitch up.
Thank you, Earl.
On that one, thank you, Earl. Hey. Appreciate you.
Talking Shop live from Hazard Fest.
He's fired up on something. Fuck, I don't know what it is. Yeah. For Tinder swiping Rod?
Yes.
Thanks for coming through.
Sorry, I'm busy.
He's just kidding. He's not doing that.
Collarandelbowbrand.com.
Collarandelbowbrand.com. Promo code HOOT. We got all kinds of cool new stuff and all the vintage stuff. And plus, those wrestling shirts, they love.
Yeah,
here, I was going to say Hendersonville. That's not where we're at. We're in Greenville. It won't matter. We'll be gone tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to Talking Shop.
We are out of here. See you, babies.